Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now I'm thinking of Casino. Do they use this song when everyone's dying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's appropriate.
Ugh. Look, I'll say this about the bunt that, you know, Rhea featured in the update there. I think it's going down as an all-timer. There's two types on the negative side. There's the decision type, and then there's the execution type. Like Kawhi's shot. I know it's an amazing shot, but, you know, I've always thought, you know, what if the Ben and Joel had defended that a little better? And if you remember, Ben got off of Kawhi and, like, kind of gave him to Joel. And then, anyway, there's the Patrick Kane goal. It's no one's fault. I mean, you know, ideally Leighton would have stopped it, but he didn't.
There's the defense in the second half versus the Chiefs.
Yes. There's the Bradbury flag. Is it a penalty? Is it not a penalty?
Back-to-back jet sweep plays.
Yes. I mean, obviously the decisions would be, you know, putting Mitch in a game 6, 93, putting Kimbrell in a game 4, playing Blaine Bishop. I'm sure I'm missing some, but you guys catch the drift. It's
staying with Kimbrell.
Yeah, Kimbrell.
Putting him
I mean, I'm still cheesed that Larry Brown, who I freaking love, I couldn't believe he took Dikembe out of game 3 when freaking Kobe drove it in the lane for the freaking floater. Anyway.
I'm ticked that they didn't win that last game for home court advantage.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think
it would have mattered, but I hear you.
It could have mattered because, remember, they almost won both of those games.
Well, they almost won 2 and 3.
Yeah.
They almost won 2 and 3.
Rhea's still mad at us for winning that game against Atlanta.
That one too.
Dumbass.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
My fault. That's also my fault.
I got two pieces of audio that I thought were ridiculous after the game last night. And this isn't even the, you know, Rob Thompson saying, I'm going with Aaron Nola in game 3, which is ridiculous in its own whole wing of hall of ridiculousness. James, you want Bohm first or do you want Trey first?
Neither.
Wow.
Let's go Trey, I guess.
We haven't played the Trey audio. I don't even remember quite what this is about, but in my notes, I wrote down ridiculous. Let's listen.
How do you wrap your head around the fact that you guys are only walked away from this?
Got nothing to lose now. It's not over. As much as, you know, a lot of people like to say that, it's not over, and we're not going to quit until they tell us to go home. So we'll be ready in 2 days.
All right, everything's nice in the final 6 seconds. What in the hell is up with the beginning? We have nothing to lose. You have the season to end. Dude, you're not like, you as a player in this team's not the little engine that could. All right, you're not the freaking Pittsburgh Pirates who make the playoffs with 83 wins. Oh, we gave it a nice little run. You are a $300 million player. You got like $1 billion payroll, whatever the hell it is. You add up all the contracts all the years. I don't even know what it is. All right? Like, we got nothing to lose? We got nothing to lose? Are you kidding me?
The Phillies have scored 3 or fewer runs in 7 of their last 8 postseason games.
Yeah.
They've lost all 7 of those games.
That's pretty terrible.
They have not homered in this series or in their last 4 postseason games dating back to last October.
John, I told you when we did the bullpen or bats entering the playoffs, I didn't trust the bats, and I was very clear about that.
Look at all these other teams scoring 1,000 runs.
Of not trusting the bats. Like, this is a level of impossibility to the big name bats. Like, yeah. they did nothing.
Well, what the killer less was doing nothing against Mets pitchers that weren't that good. I mean, at least we got to say Ohtani and Snell are outstanding pitchers. The Mets thing was a joke.
Well, Phillies got themselves out.
Totally.
But I said to you, when you asked before this, when you asked me, was it the bats or the bullpen? I said that I had more trust, and I said it's got to be the bats because they can't do it to me again. I literally feel like Charlie Brown.
Yeah, they are.
With Lucy in the football.
You're right, Ray.
I mean, it's...
They're doing it again. And by the way, bullpen hasn't been stellar.
No.
Now, it's been better than last year versus the Mets, but it hasn't been good. I mean, I know Kirkland comes into a tough spot. I know they're second and third and nobody out. But the inning doesn't have to end with you down 4-0. I mean, we haven't even mentioned Strom's name today, but he comes in, he gives up a hit, guy ropes a ball to left center.
Ohtani.
Yeah, Ohtani, right?
Right center.
Was it right center?
It was right. Ohtani. No, it was the second baseman. But yeah.
But my point is, instead of 3-0, it's freaking 4-0. All right, so.
It is the wart on the club, and it is being exposed.
They have multiple warts, Ruben.
You know, as far as their rotation and their pitching is concerned, that was the concern I had.
Totally, yeah.
And they have to hit home runs.
Let's listen.
They're 14-0 when they hit two homers. 14-0 in their last 14 postseason.
Well, as
games.
Most
dangerous
teams.
Hitters, not great hitters.
And by the way, most teams probably are. I mean, if you hit two home runs, chances are.
This is what I say every year. Everyone's like, small ball. I'm like, the team that wins the most, that hits the most home runs usually wins the World Series in the playoffs and in the regular season. Like, that's the way it works. Like, I hate that it isn't what it used to be, but baseball is what it is now, and you need to hit home runs.
All right, boom. Let's get to him. I just can't believe he said what he said last night after the game. And this strikes me as an athlete who is choking, because to me, it sounds like an athlete who's letting the moment get to him. And we've seen this from him before. He really articulated it last night. Here he is.
I think you're trying so hard that you just, whatever it is, you just kind of, it just gets you. You just kind of, I don't know how to explain what happens in those spots, but you just, everything's so heightened and you're so kind of like, you're just so hyper focused that you see something and you don't even know like why you swung or what, like it just happens. So, you know, that's just the part of the game where you got to slow it down as best you can and stay within yourself and just try to, you know, just hit a little line drive up the middle or something.
John, talk about not being in the moment. I mean, not existing.
Don't even know why you swung.
You know, like, what in the hell?
Don't even know why I threw the ball. Don't even know why I tackled my teammate. It makes no sense.
I don't know why I swung in the most important at-bats of my life. These at-bats are the most important I'll ever get.
You don't know why you swung. Yeah, I really am... I'm amazed to hear from an athlete who's a veteran now. He's not grizzled veteran.
He's almost 30,
but
man.
He's a veteran. Yeah, he's a veteran now. To hear him say, like, I don't even know why I swung. Like, is he really that incapable in the moment of slowing things down and processing? And I'm not saying it's easy. Guys, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's easy. But no. I'm saying it's the athlete's job to do the best he can to handle the situation. Let me give you an example. It's pretty incredible. Because you guys know I've had, you know, as an Eagles fan, my issues with Jalen, and we've debated a million times how good he is or isn't. But one thing I think we all agree on, he does everything that he can to try to handle the situations properly, meaning like he's trying to the nth degree. He's trying to stay grounded in his mind. He's trying to be focused.
He's preparing for those situations. He's doing everything he can.
Yes, he doesn't get rattled in a traditional sense, all that sort of stuff. Like, he's really good in that way. If you don't know, Jalen Hurts did something on Sunday that I did not know till late last night,
buddy,
after the game.
I saw it too. Yep. I've never seen anyone do it.
Never seen it. This is one of the more, like... This to me is, I think he might be the only person in the history of the world that's ever done this. So, when he threw that, and it was a mini Hail Mary the other day, it essentially effectively served the purpose of a Hail Mary. It was from probably what, about the
30-ish, 38, 35, okay. Somewhere in between the 30 and 40.
Yeah, so it's not like a 50, 60-yard heave, but it's like, you know, throwing it up to a group of seven or eight guys, and it's a Hail Mary. The moment he threw the ball, he sprinted as fast as he could toward the end zone, so that if the ball was tipped around, which it was a little bit, if it continued to be tipped around, theoretically, he could have had a chance to catch it.
He tried his own rebound.
And let me tell you this. He got down, and it's a little hard for me to tell based on the video I saw, but it looks to me, because he heaved it high in the air. It looked to me like he got down to about the 15 or the 10-yard line.
I was going
to
say the 10. Like, it looked like he got inside the 10 by the time the ball hit them. It was unbelievable.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
He's a gamer, man.
That's great attention to
detail. Is that incredible?
I wish that AJ Brown and Devontae had followed that same precision.
Yeah, but that's tough.
That's Jimmy Rollins.
The spacing was a little messed up when they're both grabbing.
Yeah, but that's very hard.
No, trust me. You need to be spaced 3 yards apart.
Yeah, they shouldn't be on top of each other. I thought AJ played terrible defense.
3 yards in the middle. You got a guy 3 yards in the back, and that's the way you got to do it. That's the way it's been coached for their whole lives.
Where I disagree, though, is the ball's almost at the very back of the end zone, so there's very little space there.
Right.
But anyway. So
you got to space it differently.
All right, but I thought that was amazing. To see Jalen, I mean, I've seen many Hail Marys. I've never seen a quarterback try to catch the ball. And, like, he got kind of close to being down there. It was pretty unbelievable. Anyway, Bohm's got to get his head out of his ass.
Do you think Jalen remembers why he did that? Or I'm just wondering. Okay.
And you know what, James? When
he
called to play,
when he called to play
in the huddle, he had a purpose to know he was about to do it.
Yeah, of course.
He owned the moment to know, I'm going to do what I can to give us the best chance possible. Might work, might not, but I'm going to maximize our chance. Bohm? I don't even know why I swung.
It's all about intentionality. We've got the most intentional quarterback in all of football. And then you got Alec Bohm, who that's got to be as opposite.
Yeah,
of
it's the opposite. Yeah, literally. He's like, I don't even know. Whatever happens, happens, guys.
I don't know what happened.
And Trey saying we got nothing to lose? I mean, are you, come on, man. You're not the Pirates.
Even the 2022 Phillies could have said something like that where we almost didn't make the playoffs. We got in. Let's go on a run. Whatever.
First time in.
You got nothing to lose. This is fourth year of a run. You win 96 games. You were the second best record in the sport. You're the home team in this series. Yeah. Like, what are we talking
about? If I'm John Middleton.
You were favored to win the World Series until, I don't know, 3-4 days ago.
You're right. If I'm Middleton, that's a Charlie Manuel. Hey. Why don't you drop by my office then? I'm serious. If I'm Middleton, I hear a player I'm giving $300 million to say we got nothing to lose. You gotta be kidding me.
Joe, when you make $300 million, I don't think you really respond to the owner saying, hey, come see
maybe
me.
Maybe you don't.
In baseball. You're still getting that money.
Maybe
he doesn't have anything to lose because this guy has $300 million and he can just go home to that and whatever, you know?
Let's get to Justin right now. What's going on, Justin?
What's happening, lady and fellas? I would ask how you doing, but I know how you're doing. You're doing about as good as I am.
Yep.
I am out of Pennsylvania. I'm somewhere in Virginia, so I'm taking the bad juju home with me. You know, I'm getting it all out. It's a great weekend for me, but a horrible sports weekend.
Yeah.
Real quick, want to thank the Gorham family for hosting me and everything they done. Pleasure hanging out with you for a bit there, Rhea. But the thing
it was very nice to meet you.
I like how you said pleasure hanging out with you, Rhea. But.
That's what people usually say, Joe.
But what I want to get to,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I get to are the three things that I really need to see out of the Phillies. It's not Castellanos, it's Castellanos, in my opinion, stealing cash. You got to get him out, dude. He's been a problem all year. He's been a headache. He's slower than molasses.
Justin, they tried. I think they tried. I don't think anyone wanted him. I think they're going to have to eat the money after this offseason. I do not believe he will be on the team next year. They're going to eat a ton of money.
Next year.
It's getting to the Jalen Reagor situation. You just get to a point where you say, I just can't have the guy back.
Enough, enough is enough. Exactly.
Yep.
Same thing with Bone. You got to get that guy out there. He's
he's
13 going on 30. He's so immature. He's going to be 30 years old next year. All right, you got to get somebody in there with some veteran leadership that can handle the pressure, because the kid, not kid, the young man can't. He can't do it. And the same thing with Topper, man. He's a super nice guy, but I've always heard nice guys finish last. You got to get a killer in there, and somebody's going to put foots in aces and get people up and going. You know, this nice guy, he's never pitched out of the pen before. You know, dare I say, Chris Sale never pitched out of the pen before with the Red Sox, but he did it in the World Series.
Tyler Glasnow just did it against us. I don't think he's ever pitched out of the pen.
Exactly. Same thing with Tyler Glasnow. It doesn't matter if they've ever pitched. You put your best guys out. So there has to be something wrong with Suarez, in my opinion. There has to be. You don't do with the way Suarez pitched this year, you do not push him aside for a guy. I don't care how long he's been with your club. I don't care if he's, you know, tenured or whatever. You trust him. You go with the hot hand. You go dance with the one that brought you, man.
Justin, you know what I thought of earlier today? And great call always, Justin. I thought earlier today, if Wheeler had been available for this series, I fear there is a legit chance that Nola would have started over Lizardo. As ridiculous as that sounds, it's almost like...
Why on earth would that...
why is he start?
They're not using the logic. Who should start? There are other factors involved: the contract, the veteran thing, whatever it is.
Like, right, James? Not inconceivable. Nola could have started over both Ranger and Lizardo.
Oh yeah,
not inconceivable.
Honestly, at this point, I would say it's probable. Because I would have started Lizardo in game two and you would have started Ranger.
Right.
But we were both close on that. Like,
yeah,
you could have seen either way, right?
Could go either way.
Like, Nola's nowhere close to either of those guys.
Yeah.
So the decision is more or less the same with Ranger or Lizardo.
Yes, let's,
so what makes me think he wouldn't pitch him over Lizardo in that spot?
Let's be candid. Nola is in the Taiwan Walker category this year.
Yep.
I trust Taiwan
not
more.
Not the Ranger Lizardo category. By the way, Ruben, I mean, he's only been mentioned once today, but we got to bring it back. The Alvarado thing. It just was a tremendous problem.
Yeah, it hurt him.
Hurtful. Not because the wart that they have is not getting the ball to Duran.
Because, you know, as Strom gets shaky, that could be Alvarado. Right, John? That could be Alvarado.
Would be.
Would be.
Oh, that's why I said, remember when Topper did the toast thing at the end and he shout out to the guys who aren't with us and he put Alvarado in there? I was like, that's weak, dude. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that guy screwed you guys.
He did.
Flat out, full stop.
He did. And James, I appreciate that you actually stopped talking after full stop, because I have a pet peeve when people say full stop and then keep talking. And then I say, that's not a full
stop. That's not a full stop, yeah.
Let's go to Drew right now. Hi, Drew.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Joe, I'm frustrated with things that you're not killing Topper about versus the things that you are. Let's go in a reverse order. I'm going to make three quick points, and I want to get your reaction. First, on the Ranger issue, unless I'm wrong, Rangers' last three starts, these are the numbers, 12 earned runs in 14 innings, 4 home runs allowed, 24 hits in 14 innings, okay? That's his last three starts. You can't kill Topper for not going to him. Okay? Nola's last three starts, as not great as they were, are better than that. Okay? So let's just stop with that nonsense.
No, three starts doesn't make this season, Drew.
Yep, James is right. I mean, listen.
It doesn't, but you've got to go on what they've
been
doing.
And it's inflated by giving up 6 runs in Arizona. That was a really bad start that makes the numbers worse.
All right. The numbers are the numbers. Okay? You still gave up 4 dingers in 14 innings. Okay? So that's the first thing.
Drew, I want to ask you one question before you get to point 2. Just asking you your opinion. Who do you trust more in October 2025, Ranger or Nola?
Assuming he's fully healthy, Ranger. Okay. But
do you agree if Ranger is fully healthy, which we don't know, and I'm sure we'll find out one way or the other when this thing's done. If it is proven that he was fully healthy, do you agree that it's a preposterous decision to start Nola?
No, I don't. Preposterous, like I just said, because of the most recent.
I don't know
factor,
why. If you, but hold on,
not,
Drew. If you would trust the hold on, Drew. If you trust the other guy more, why wouldn't you pitch him?
Well,
start him. Why wouldn't you start him?
Joe, it's
all right, go to point two. Go to point two.
Point two. Okay, game two. I've had it with Rob Thompson in the postseason, and I've never seen. I've been watching the Phillies since Danny Ozark managed. I've never seen a manager give more BS answers in a matter-of-fact way. What on earth is Rob Thompson talking about when he says, I liked where our bullpen was versus theirs? He had already used Duran, Banks, Strom, and Kirkering. Who exactly did he like in his bullpen at that point?
He had not used Duran at that point. Get your facts straight. At that point, he did not use Duran.
Yes, no, he had. Use him in the top of the ninth. He's talking about the bunt.
He's talking about the bunt.
He used him in the top of the ninth.
He had.
Now, Duran was going to stay in.
Yeah, no, so Drew, here's what you'd have left. You'd have Duran for the 10th if you wanted it. You could have, theoretically, Nola, but we know they won't do that.
Robertson, Bueller, and Taiwan.
That's what you'd have.
And their bullpen is terrible.
Yeah, I don't think it's an unreasonable point.
By comparison, he likes the Phillies' bullpen better than the Dodgers' bullpen. That's the way I took that.
And I don't blame him.
I think that's accurate.
Because the Dodgers' bullpen's terrible right now.
Yeah. All right, so give me point three, Drew.
Didn't Duran do like 30 pitches in that inning, though?
Doesn't matter. He has to use them. It's almost a must game.
Okay, well, I don't love that. Okay, but let's go back.
You don't have to love it.
Real quick.
Okay, what's
quick,
three?
Real quick. Game one. Oh my gosh, what's happening with me? Game one. I'm sorry.
That's all right, Drew. All right, Drew. I'm giving you one for two.
Yeah, Ruben got to him.
Giving you one for two. Thanks, buddy, for the call.
Ruben threw him off.
Sometimes, you know.
Yeah, I do think from that point on, like if you go to the 10th inning, I do believe you can say that the Phillies bullpen would be better than the Dodgers bullpen. I do believe that. I mean, theoretically, Ranger could be in it.
So if that's the case, then make
Correct.
Sure your players are taking pitches all throughout the game so you can get to that bullpen.
Well, that's part of the strategy.
Yeah. We were saying that in the game. Tucker and I were watching the game. Could be like, take pitches. What are we doing here?
Take
like,
pitches.
Walks goes in. Like, I'm yelling every little league thing out could. Like, what are we doing? Like,
By
make
the
these
way,
guys work.
Oh my gosh.
All four starting pitchers have done a nice job. Nice to great.
Great starting pitching.
Yeah, it has been.
Yeah.
Ree, you think yours is going to be an all-timer today?
Oh, I think the bleeps on it probably are just, we will set a record for that.
We're going to find out. Time's yours at 9:45. More calls before then.
If I would have had the phone number last night, I would have called.
Well, that's the thing.
I got to save it in your phone.
I do.
Everybody save the Time's Yours line in your phone. 215-238-4500. Like if Sirianni the next game has 6 runs and freaking 77 passes, I would say call Time's Yours. Good or bad, it's there for you always. It's coming up next. Phone calls as well, 94 WIP.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. Go to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to get started. And new customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. Pick a bet. Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. Visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.